Hello, it's Janae, and welcome to your body awakening adventure. Today, we are going to work on a more tactile practice of starting to awaken your face, your head, and your scalp using some touch and using some massage. So our hands have a lot of nerve endings in them, like a lot of nerve endings in our hands, particularly in our palms of our hands and in our fingertips. And we're going to really focus today on feeling the sensations as we start to touch parts of our body. And again, this is body awareness, right? Even when we did the diaphragm exercise, I had you touch your collarbone and touch your ribs so that we have more of awareness of what our body feels like. Because so much of the time we're touching our body, but we're not really being aware of what the sensations that we're feeling. So to start this, you're going to be seated and have your feet on the floor. And again, just notice your feet on the floor, feel them, orient to the room. So you can do this with your eyes open, your eyes closed, but just orient for a moment, find an object and feel your feet on the floor while you're looking at that object. Good. Feel your butt on the chair as well. Excellent. So take your hands and just rub them together, right? Rub them nice and hard so you're starting to feel a little sensation, some heat in them. Good. And then just take them and place your palms over your eyes. So put your palms over your eyes and just feel the sensation of your hands touching your face. Notice that you might feel some warmth in your palms or in your hands from having rubbed them together. Good. And now what I want you to do is as lightly and as slowly as you possibly can. And usually when I say slowly, whatever you think is slow, I want you to do like four times slower. So super, super slowly and very, very lightly. Take your fingertips, like your from each hand, and starting with the center of your forehead, just start to gently run your fingers over your face. You're probably going to want to close your eyes, but you might want to have your eyes open. Just notice what feels good. And really focus on the sensation that you're feeling in your fingertips as you're running your hands over your face. Feeling both the sensations in your hands as well as the sensation in your face. Notice all the interesting parts of your face. Like notice all the places where there are little indents. Notice where the skin feels more elastic and where it feels firmer. But still continue just to run your fingertips over your face, over your cheeks, really gently. Maybe use your palms a little bit and notice what that feels like. And really focus on feeling the sensation in your fingers. Notice what feels good for you. You can run your fingertips over your eyebrows and really go slow, maybe go back and forth a little bit and just notice all of the hairs on your eyebrows. Can you feel the individual hairs? Good. You can even gently touch your eyelids. They're really sensitive, so just go really, really gentle and really light. And then touching your eyelashes. For some people, this is super, super ticklish. Notice what it feels like for you. Can you feel all of the sensations, all of the nuances? It's a little ticklish for me. And then coming to the bridge of your nose and just taking your fingers and going down the bridge of your nose and over to your nostrils. And finding your lips. And just running one finger around your lip. Noticing the sensation on your fingertip. Noticing the sensation on your lip. Good. Now just again, maybe taking both hands and gently running them around your face. Connect with your ears and find your earlobes and just gently touch your earlobes, or maybe not so gently. You can even pull them a little bit and see if that feels good. And pull them out and massage them. In Chinese medicine, there's lots of points on the ears. Right? You can stimulate aspects of your system, like your lymph node system, by just stimulating your ears. So just noticing that. And then maybe just taking your fingernail and running them around your ear and notice what that feels like. Notice what you like. Notice what feels good to you, like on your hands. On your fingers, notice what feels good. What gives you some pleasure, right? What feels good? So now let's just go to our hair and our scalp. So just continuing, taking your fingers on either side of your temple and just starting to run your fingernails through your scalp. Right? If you've got hair, running your fingers through your hair, maybe pulling your hair up. If you've got long hair, you can pull it up. If you've got short hair, you can just run your fingers around it. Notice the sensation of the hair going through your fingertips. The webs of our fingertips in particular are very, very sensitive. There's a lot of nerve endings there. So just notice what it feels like to run your fingers through your hair and really feel that in the webs in between your fingers. And don't forget the back of the scalp, right? The area near the occiput, all the way towards the base of the skull, right? Just really start to massage your scalp. I know for me, when I go to get my hair done, my favorite thing in the world is when they wash my hair and they just give me such a great scalp massage, right? So just do that to yourself. Like, really allow yourself to massage your scalp. It's really good for your head to do that. It's good for your body. Even moving your scalp around, like taking your fingers to the roots of your hair on the top and just gently, and I do mean gently, moving your scalp up and down, right? Notice how it actually is not glued onto your skull. It's skin, right? And like other skin, it's pliable, it moves. So just feel that as well. And continue to massage your scalp, awakening all of those nerve endings on your head. A lot of nerve endings here. Good. And now just bringing your hands back down to a resting position. And just noticing sensations. Noticing what you're feeling on your face. Noticing what you're feeling on your fingers. Noticing what you're feeling in your head. Any tingling, any warmth, maybe it feels itchy. Good. So now that you've had a chance to explore your face and your scalp and your head, I'm going to give you about a minute and a half here to go back and touch your face or your scalp and your head in a way that felt really good for you. So we're looking for, oh, that feels amazing. We're looking for a lot of pleasure. And it could be feel very sensual, or it may just feel a lot of sensation. I mean, you judge what you want, but I just want you to notice what you want and to give it to yourself in the next minute and a half. So starting now, and really focus on it feeling good for you, right? Just being aware, like, this is what I want right now. This sensation is feeling really good. And you might notice that if you do it for too long, it's gonna stop feeling good. That's what happens. We get numbed out pretty quickly if we touch or get touched the same way over and over again. So if that's the case, then just change it up to something else, right? Change it up to something else that feels good. Good. Just continue to feel what you want and what's feeling really good for you in the moment. Good. Just have about 30 more seconds. So really connect with what your desire is right now. What feels good? What does your body want to do? What does it want to feel? Beautiful. And just let your hands come back down into a resting place. And just notice notice what your body feels like. Notice what sensations you're having in your face, in your head, in your scalp. And notice if there are sensations in any other part of your body as well. Great. I will see you tomorrow.